My name is Bryn Bamber, and I am a program manager at the Ontario Justice Education Network. Thanks so much to the students of Dennis Frankley Cromartie High School who worked on this radio show. They learned about the police complaints process and then came up with questions, practiced recording them before heading to the recording studio to prepare this interview with Selena Reitberger. They did an excellent job. Thanks so much.
Bonjour. My name is Austin Kekigami, and I am from Sandy Lake, Ontario. Welcome to all of the listeners to a special non-legal radio program at Wawate Radio. The Ontario Justice Education Network has partnered with Dennis Frankley Cromartie High School and Anishinaabe Aske Legal Services and Wawate Radio to bring you a special broadcast about police complaints. We want to thank the Trillium Foundation of Ontario for providing funding for this project.
My name is Jerica Mikas, and I am from Deer Lake, Ontario. Today we have students from Dennis Frankley Cromartie High School and Selena Reitberger, the Executive Director of Anishinaabe Aske Legal Services, here with us to help us learn more about police complaints. This is going to be a great show, so please stay tuned.
Bonjour, my name is Patricia Matthews, and I am from Fort Seven First Nation. I'm a student at Dennis Frankley Cromartie High School. You've already met my co-hosts, Austin and Jerica. Also joining us will be Miranda Brown, Kelsey Peters, Kobe Peters, London Fidler, Ashley McKay. I want to give a special welcome to our guest today, Selena Reitberger from Anishinaabe Aske Legal Services. Welcome, Selena. We have some questions for you.
Bonjour. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Miranda Brown, and I am from La Batica. My first question for you is, do I have the right to talk to the police if they approach me?
You have the right to talk to the police if you wish, but I think it's whether it's an obligation. My advice to you is that if the police ask you your name and they're treating you properly, you should tell them your name, because otherwise they can take you in for identification purposes. But beyond that, you don't have to say anything. So if the police are treating you well, my advice to you is to answer their questions. But if they're not, then you don't have to say anything. If I could just go a bit further on that. Lately, there has been a law passed in Ontario about carding. I don't know if you've heard about this law, but it has to do with police asking to see your identification, and the law now is that they cannot do that to you unless they have reasonable grounds to think that you've committed a crime. So you can ask them, am I being charged with anything? But if you're not being charged with anything, then they have to let you go free.
Thank you. My second question is, can the police take my cell phone?
And my answer to that is absolutely not. That would be a very bad violation of your rights. And as I tell students, it's very important for you, if you have a cell phone and the police are treating you badly, to record what they have to say, and also ask for their badge number, take pictures of them and the vehicle if you can. And that's when they might want to take your cell phone, but they should not be doing that. There is an app called Legal Swipe, and if you have that on your phone and your phone is taken, you will still have what was recorded there because it is immediately sent to another location, a cloud. Let's call it a cloud for now. And so that evidence against the police would be preserved.
Thank you. What are my rights when I'm arrested?
When you are arrested, you have the right to silence. This is a very important right that is guaranteed under the Charter, the Constitution of Canada. So you do not have to say anything that will incriminate you. Many people think mistakenly that if they explain to the police what was happening, that they will be able to get themselves out of trouble. But my experience is that usually they end up digging themselves into deeper trouble. So say nothing. The second thing is you have a right to a lawyer. So you can ask immediately to talk to a lawyer. And the minute you do that, the police should stop asking you questions. And if they do not, then any charges that they bring against you will be in jeopardy because they did not give you your proper rights. Now, if you have been arrested, there is usually a phone number to call at the police station, or you can ask for help in finding your own lawyer.
What about if I am protesting or being violent?
Well, we have the right in this country to lawful assembly. So if you're not doing anything wrong and you're having a peaceful protest, then there should be no interaction from the police. But if you are being violent, then it is possible that you're committing a criminal offense, and then the police can step in. So my advice to you is don't become violent at any time in this, you know, in the context of a protest or any other time in your life.
Thank you. Are the police always right?
Oh, that's a very good question. The short answer is no, because police are human and we all make mistakes. But I don't think that we should look at police and say, because they have been given power and they have to be very careful in how they exercise this power. And we know from our experiences that they often make mistakes. And that's why we have the Office of the Independent Police Review Director. And I know there are some questions coming up about that.
Hi, my name is Landon Fiddler, and I'm from Kiwewin First Nation. And I'd like to ask, what is a police complaint?
That's a good question as well. This is a wide number of things. So, for example, a police complaint can just be something that you tell someone else at the police station. But if you wish to make an official complaint in Ontario, then you do it to the Office of the Independent Police Review Director, which I know is your second question.
Could I make a complaint?
Yes, absolutely. You can make a complaint by going online, or you can make a complaint by contacting someone at Anishinaabe Aski Legal Services.
Can I resolve a complaint myself informally and non-confrontationally?
If you feel that you're in a situation where that would work, yes, you can. So, for example, if you thought the police officer was rude to you, you might mention it to someone else at the police station, and they might act as an intermediary to say, you know, here's what happened, perhaps ask what his intentions were. But I find that with youth, usually they would be better off to have someone there with them if they wanted to resolve a complaint informally. Like if they were going to go to the police station, they should bring an adult with them, someone who has a bit of knowledge about the police complaints and who can deal with it in an unemotional way. So don't bring your parents. Have I answered your question?
Yeah. When should I file a complaint?
I think the best way to determine that would be to seek some advice either at NAN Legal Services or through a lawyer. But you should file a complaint if you feel in your heart that you have been treated badly and you don't think that it's serious enough that you don't think it can be resolved informally.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, my name is Kobe Peters, and I'm from Kiwewin First Nation. Do I have to file a complaint? Is it my choice?
Yes. Yes, you don't have to file a complaint. Filing a complaint is completely voluntary. If someone's pressuring you to make a complaint because they feel strongly that the police have done something wrong, you don't have to do it. I think it's a good thing to file a complaint, because that will stop bad behavior by police, but certainly it's entirely voluntary.
All right, thank you. Is there a number I can call if I'm not sure what to do?
Yes. And as a matter of fact, we have a 1-800 number at Anishinaabe Legal Services, 1-800-465-5581, or if you're in Thunder Bay, 622-1413.
Okay, thank you. What happens if I don't file a complaint?
Nothing.
All right. Can I file a complaint anonymously?
Yes, you can. But if you are going to do that, you have to, I think you should seek advice first to see, how that's going to work out for you.
All right. What if the officer tags me for filing a complaint?
First of all, I don't know that that happens a lot because it would be a very bad thing for the police officer to do. But if the officer attacks you in any way, then that's going to make the officer look bad. So that's why my experience has been that that doesn't happen. However, once again, you have to be savvy, if I can use that word. So one of the things I would say is if it's a threat, you should be recording it with your cell phone. If you have witnesses, that would be helpful as well. But for sure, if that happens, go immediately to NAN Legal Services or your lawyer and have them get that information to the police, because at that point, the police are not on your side.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, my name is Morley Quill, and I'm from Deer Lake. Can I file a complaint for someone other than myself?
Yes, you can. In a lot of cases, people are, maybe they have a disability, or maybe they are in fear, or maybe they're a minor. And so, yes, very much so. We would encourage people to assist those less able to make a complaint.
Can I file a complaint for someone I don't even know?
Well, my opinion initially was no, but when I talked to my colleague Mary Bird at NAN Legal Services, she said yes. And the reason she said yes is that it's important to get it on the record, even if it's very hard to identify who the victim was. But with enough information, it's possible that there may be, a way to identify this person. Does that help?
If I'm in jail, can I still file a complaint?
Most definitely. I have had a lot of dealings with our people who have been charged with resist arrest, assault police, and obstruct justice. And these are all cases that arise when there is a meeting between the police and an individual that doesn't go well. And we have at NAN Legal Services have developed a policy where if somebody applies for legal aid, which is something that we handle, and we see these charges, we immediately do an investigation, because in many cases it turns out that the opposite is true, that the police were not the ones who were assaulted, that the accused person is the victim, the actual victim. So if you end up in jail and it's for something you didn't do, then you definitely need to move forward with a complaint. And I'd just like to maybe talk a little bit about one famous complaint against the police. And it's now a matter of public record, and it's a woman named Bonnie Muckuck. She's from Mishkegogamang, and she was sitting outside of the store in Pickle Lake minding her own business, and the police came along. And she was a very small woman in her late 50s, and they smashed her onto the roof of the police car, and in so doing broke her arm as they were trying to put handcuffs on. And she struggled, and they said because she was struggling, she was resisting arrest. And she may have kicked out, and so she was alleged to have assaulted the police. This is a very serious case, so it wasn't investigated. It didn't go to the Ontario Independent Police Review Director. It went to the SIU, which stands for... I'll get back to that. Anyway, they did the investigation and found that nothing was wrong, but during the course of the trial on the charges, this woman was acquitted, and she now has... Acquitted means she was found not guilty, and she now has a civil suit, and she's suing the police for the damage that was done to her. So it can become very serious. Special Investigation Unit.
Even if I did commit a crime, can I still file a complaint?
Yes, you can, because there is a duty of the police on behalf of the police. They don't determine who's guilty or innocent. They lay charges, and it's up to somebody else to determine guilt or innocence. But if you were treated improperly during the whole process, even if it was in the course of committing a crime, yes, you can file a complaint. Very good question.
If I'm under 18, can I file a complaint?
If you're under 18, you have an adult help you file that complaint.
My name is Priscilla Fiddler, and I am from Bearskin Lake. My first question is, can someone help me file a complaint?
Yes. And as a matter of fact, we encourage young people to come to Anishinaabe Aski Legal Services, either phone, and we can help you over the phone, or if you're close by, our office is close to the casino, but don't go to the casino. And so, yes, we are there to help you file a complaint.
Thank you. Can I file a complaint without the officer's name and badge number?
Absolutely, because sometimes, frequently, we find that there's a lot of excitement and unpleasantness that goes on with your interface with the police. And if you have not got the badge number, as long as you have a date, a time, a place, and some details, and if you have a witness, that's even better, then the police know where their officers are at all times, so they should be able to identify who did this to you.
Thank you. How serious does police conduct need to be before I can file a complaint?
It doesn't have to be serious. It has to be something that makes you feel bad, that is beyond civility, so they're not behaving well. And in a lot of cases, the reports or the complaints to the OIPRD are because of rudeness on behalf of the police in situations where, say, someone's been stopped for speeding or they get a traffic violation of some kind. So if it is something that makes you feel bad, then by all means, file a complaint.
Thank you. How long do I have to file a complaint?
The complaint has to be within 6 months of the alleged improper activities by the police, improper behavior.
Thank you.
My name is Jordan Johnup, and I'm from Satchco Lake First Nation. What happens after I file a complaint?
After you file the complaint, it will be received by the OIPRD, and they will make a determination as to whether it will be dealt with informally or formally. Most of the complaints are dealt with informally, and that is by way of a mediation. So the director's office will talk to you, they'll talk to the police, and they'll try to come up with some kind of a solution that makes everything go well. Or they may just decide that the complaint is without merit, in which case you will be informed of that by letter. In more serious cases, there is an actual investigation that is launched.
How will my complaint be handled?
Your complaint will be handled, it'll be taken seriously. So, as I said, either there will be an informal method of trying to solve it, and if that doesn't work, or if it's more serious, there will be an actual investigation.
Who conducts the investigations?
Investigators are hired by the OIPRD. I was involved in one case where they came from Southern Ontario and they were retired police officers. I'm not sure that all the investigators are retired police officers, but that has been my experience.
Does the complaint stay on the officer's record?
That's a very good question. As long as the complaint is outstanding, that means there has not been a resolution, then the complaint is on the officer's record. And while that complaint is outstanding, the officer cannot be promoted and cannot receive a raise. This would obviously encourage the police to deal with these complaints in a timely fashion. So once the complaint is resolved, if there was no wrongdoing found, then the complaint will just be taken off the officer's record. And if there has been a wrongdoing, then the results of that will stay on the officer's record.
Does the OIRPD discipline officers?
The OIPRD makes a finding that discipline is necessary, and then the mechanisms for disciplining officers will kick in.
How many complaints are filed a year?
My information is that there are approximately 1,500 complaints per year. And one would hope that if the police directorate, the OIPRD, is doing their job well and, disciplining or pointing out what the police are doing wrong, that the police should try to do better and the number of complaints should go down. I don't know if that's actually happening, but we can only hope.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, my name is Nuwa Chakin, and I am from Weagama Lake First Nation. Can police do things like spray people with water in sub-zero temperatures?
I would say no, because that is a very cruel thing to do. I've heard of police using tear gas. I've heard of police using rubber bullets. But I've never heard in Canada of police using water in sub-zero temperatures because it would, to me, it's just a very bad way to treat people. However, it was what was being done in Standing Rock with the protesters who were lining up in North Dakota against the pipeline on their sacred traditional territory. One would hope that this type of behavior would not be mimicked or emulated in Canada.
What is your opinion about the protests in Dakota?
Well, I have, of course, am for the protesters because I strongly believe in the rights of Aboriginal people to defend their traditional territory. I am well aware of the importance of water and how sacred water is to our people. So I was not able to go to Standing Rock, but I certainly supported their protests 100%. I was very pleased that the veterans came. I was pleased that Obama ruled that the pipeline could not go through. Unfortunately, there's been a change in the government of the United States, which I don't even want to talk about. But as a result, the pipeline is going through. So I'm very, very sad that this has happened. You're welcome.
Do you know about police complaints growing up?
No, I did not know about police complaints growing up. Why do you think it's important to know about this?
Important because it's good to get along with the police and it's important to know your rights.
That was a very good question, Kelsey. Thank you to all the listeners who have tuned in for this broadcast and the students from Dennis Franklin Comorty High School for their hard work. Another special thank you goes out to Selena Reichberger, the Executive Director of Anishinaabe Asket Legal Services, for helping put this broadcast together and taking the time to educate the youth and the listeners on this topic. Thank you to OGEN and the Ontario Trillium Foundation for helping fund this project. If you want to learn more about police complaints, please call NAN Legal at 1-800-465-5581 or go to their website at www.nanlegal.on.ca. Thanks for tuning in.
To summarize, I'm going to read from the police complaints newsletter put out by Anishinaabe Esky Legal Services. What to do if you are the victim of police abuse. Try to get the badge number of the officer or officers. Ask for it. It should be visible somewhere. Use your cell phone to record the encounter or ask others to do so. Report it immediately. In the case of serious injury to you during the course of an arrest, the Special Investigation Unit, SIU, is brought in to investigate. Otherwise, you can make a complaint with the OIPRD. In either case, Anishinaabe Esky Legal Services can assist. If you are a victim of police abuse, you may be able to make a claim for money to the Criminal Injuries Compensation Board. One of Anishinaabe Esky Legal Services victim witness liaison workers can assist you. With respect to complaints against Anishinaabe Esky Police Services, NAPS, the SIU and OIPRD are not involved. There is an internal process. The officer in charge of investigations is Inspector Pierre Gerard. He works out of the Thunder Bay Detachment. NAPS is quick to respond to these reports, and they are dealt with more quickly. Selena Reitberger has found them to be fair. For example, in a recent case in a Matawa community, the chief and council had a concern about one of their members who videotaped a NAPS officer beating a prisoner in front of his house. The video was shared with Inspector Pierre Gerard, and the officer was transferred out immediately. Since we have been tracking abuses, individuals who were seriously injured and are working their way through the courts are being tracked. For our part, NAN Legal has been working with the Thunder Bay Police Department. Selena Reitberger sits on the executive committee of the Aboriginal Liaison. This committee meets quarterly. But more importantly, if issues arise, Selena Reitberger can talk to Chief Levesque right away. If the Thunder Bay Police Department needs our help, a conference call is arranged. Recently, the then Ontario Regional Chief, Stan Beardy, and Selena Reitberger met with the Commissioner of the OPP to discuss the issue of police misconduct. Many recommendations came from the meeting. One of the most important was to strike an Aboriginal liaison committee in Sioux Lookout, Pickle Lake, Geraldton, and Moosonee that would have 50% Aboriginal membership. NAN Legal also submitted that the awareness training needs to be specific to the communities the officers are going to serve. Selena Reitberger went to Orillia to meet with the OPP Provincial Liaison Team and Native Awareness Training Unit. Police abuse of Aboriginal people is unacceptable. If you are subject to abuse or witness abuse, please contact Anishinaabe Esky Legal Services Corporation. We are here to help.